Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First Lady Melania Trump taking on the e-cigarette industry. Ryan Burrows following this. Ryan, what is she doing?
Well, she spoke yesterday at a meeting at the DEA. She was alongside Breaking Bad actor Dean Norris and continued to speak out against e-cigarette makers and their marketing practices, saying, quote, "It is important for me that we all work to educate children and families about the dangers associated with this habit, and marketing this addictive product to children must stop." She has been, as we understand it, the driving force behind the Trump administration's decision to take a deep dive into vaping, e-cigarettes, the marketing practices, and perhaps the eventual regulation of these. President Trump stating last month that he would like to see e-flavored cigarettes taken off the markets. We've already seen that happen in Michigan. A lot of states and cities are beginning that process, but at a federal level, nothing has been leveled at this point. And that is what the FDA, the CDC are taking a look at right now and trying to figure out what's causing people to get ill, how these products were marketed in the first place, why it is that so many young people are using these devices. It's estimated maybe one in five high schoolers is currently using these kind of devices.
And we're hearing more and more things now. It's almost like a two-front battle here, because you have people like Melania Trump yesterday talking about what's going on with young people and flavors. And in the meantime, you have this whole other thing when it comes to health impact and what it could actually mean there. There's been new studies coming out, I think, just within the past 24 hours on that.
Yeah, you know, there's a U.S. lab in Cincinnati that's trying to find a link between vaping and lung disease. We know there have already been over 1,000 cases reported by the CDC. We're up to 18 deaths nationwide right now. They're not giving us a lot of information on what they found, but they're literally testing hundreds upon hundreds of different cartridges to see, is there one kind of cartridge that made people sick? Is there one style, one brand? Because that has not been determined yet. We can tell you that Walgreens and Kroger yesterday announced they are out of the vaping business. They are no longer going to be selling e-cigarettes. They say they just don't have enough information. They don't want people to make poor health choices when they come and make purchases at those stores. So, and then in Milwaukee, we just saw another big bust of more than 13,000 of these THC cartridges were found in a home. They seem to be the cartridges that were being sold on the black market. About $1 million in cash was also found with this couple. So we're seeing more and more arrests like this as well.
You mentioned Dean Norris was there. The Breaking Bad movie comes out in like a few days. That's like the best advertisement for a movie I've ever seen.
It is, isn't it? That's going to be on Netflix, I think, right?
Yeah, the 10th. So standing with the First Lady. Hey, by the way, movie out on the 10th. Yeah, Ryan, thanks a lot. That's Ryan Burrow joining us live, talking about the latest. And it's every single day, right? There's something new.
At least one, if not more, new developments a day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.